So the Mishnah. Ha'anoyde minatamorim. Someone makes a neder, he can't eat dates. Is muta bedvash tamorim. You're allowed to eat honey from the dates. Because that's not dates anymore, that's honey, it's something else. It's not called dates. Miss Tunius, someone who makes this a neder, he won't be able to eat from these type of grapes that don't become ripe. And usually what you do with these grapes, you make vinegar out of it. But you made this a neder, you won't eat these grapes. The halacha is muta b'choy Miss Tunius. You're allowed to eat or drink the vinegar that comes out of it. Because the maisa, that's not the grape. You only said you won't be asering these unripe grapes. Even though they're oimed to make vinegar, but you didn't ask for the vinegar, you only made the minosa, the grape. So later, when you make vinegar out of it, the vinegar is muta. We have Yehuda ben Beseir Oimer, it depends. Kol she'eshem toldosoi kru yalov, like over here, the chaymis is called chaymis sesyunios. So what comes out of these grapes, these mistunios, is also has its name on it. So therefore, in such a case, kol she'eshem toldosoi kru yalov, for neither a menu, and you're making this a ned like here. You said you can't eat these mistunias. That's these unripe grapes. So in such a case, also b'yotze mihen. You're not allowed to eat what comes out of it. Also b'yotze himenu, what comes out of it. Since what comes out of these unripe grapes is vinegar, but the vinegar is also called choymetz stunias. So the vinegar also has the name of the grape on it. Therefore, if you hold, when you made a nisan eder, not teeth, these unripe grapes, this mistunios, you also meant to include the chaim, the vinegar that comes out of it. But the chaim matirim, the chaim say no, the chaim say, it's not grapes, it's only vinegar, and vinegar is mutter. So Mori has the kasha, chachomim hainotanakama. And the chur, the Gemara ends off, the chaim matirim, that's the same thing as the tanakama. The first man, diyam of the Mishnah. That's where the first Mishnah started off. If you make a nisan eder mistunios, it's muta b'chaymitz. The vinegar is muta. Then Yom Yudah said it's also true. But what do we have to end off with? The Chum say it's muta. We already said at the beginning that the Tanakhama said it's muta. So what's like the three mandiyamrim here? So Mar says like this. No, there's a difference. I'll tell you, Ika benayu. There's a difference like this. Hoda the Tanya, that's what we learned. Klal ze'om Reb Shimon ben Eloza. Reb Shimon ben Eloza said a general rule like this. Kol shedarkoi lechol. Anything that the derech teeth is food. The derech hayotzim imenu lechol. And who are then what comes out of it? Also people eat. Kegoin tomorim, udvash tomorim. Just like you have our dates, and you have the honey that comes out of the dates. The derech teeth both. People eat the dates, and people enjoy the honey that comes out of it. So in such a case, nor da boy, if you're making this a neder, you can't eat the dates. The locher is also biyotzim imenu. Pshita, it's also for your teeth, the honey also, since it's edible, it's called like part of the date, so therefore it's also. What about noider miyotzi mimenu is also boy? If you made a nisan eder, you can't eat the honey, so who adin it's also for your teeth, the date also? That's because both of them are edible. What about kol she'en or dark or lechel? Let's say something that the mother itself you don't eat. Federech hayotzi mimenu lechel, but what comes out of it that you do eat. In such a case, neither boy, if you're making this another, not eat the fruit itself, that's not edible, is an osa ela b'yotzim imenu. You're only osa for the edible food that comes out of it. Why? Shloin yiskavein ze ela b'yotzim imenu. You only have in mind for the part that comes out that's edible. But the mother, the fruit itself that's not edible, that you did not mean to make it osa. So the Ran explains like this. Let's see the Ran in the Gemara. Ran says, "Chachamim hainu tanakam, ikabenai yuhod the tanya kolam rishim naloza. That kol shadako lechol v'derech hayotzi menu lechol. They're going tomorrow, but the bash tomorrow. Another boy also biyotzi menu. Biyotzi menu also boy. The kol shadako lechol v'derech hayotzi menu lechol. Another boy also biyotzi menu. Kach kasinan be'balochas. Like we have our girsa. Now, v'achet prush is the pshat. To ba pligi tanakam. This is what the machlokes is." The Bopligi, Tanakama, Pola got a Rishum ben Eloza. Our Tanakama even argues on what Rishum ben Eloza makes the klal. The Tavai, we argue on 2 points. The Svir Lela Tanakama, our Tanakama holds. Bein Darko Lechol, even though what comes out of it is a Derech Teet. Let's say like honey. It's a Derech Teet to honey. Bein Ein Darko Lechol. even if it's not a derech, like vinegar maybe, it's not a derech, is also boy v'loy b'yaisim emenu. In all cases, the Tanakhama says, when you said the mother, you made also the grapes, the unripe grapes, or the tamarim, you only meant the fruit that you said, and not what comes out of it. That's what our Tanakhama holds. Now, if you have Shimon ben Elazar svirlei, the v'shadarka lechol, the derech yaisim emenu lechol, is also b'shneim. Like by dates. Since it's loymir tea dates and tea the honey, so when you're making this and that, you can't eat dates, you're also including the honey also. Uvishain darko lecho. Let's say for some reason it's unripe grapes. It's not a derech to eat these grapes. For derech hayetsu menel lecho, but the vinegar that comes out of it that you do eat, in such a case, also bietsu menu. Hashem Eloza says, you also eat the vinegar that comes out of it. V'loi boi, not the unripe grapes itself. That's Hashem Eloza. Now, v'ho mapik lelo tanakama legamri. He goes completely against the Tanakhama. From Yehudim ben Beseira now, in our Mishnah, Sobolok Rav Shimon Bedarka Lechol, in our Mishnah, we have Yehudim ben Beseira holds like Rav Shimon in one point. Bishadarka Lechol Bedarka Yetzim Emenu. Lechol, the Yosef Bishnayim. That's the case of Mestunius. And Yehudim says, Kol Shashem told us Kruya Lov, and Oidim Emenu, also be Yetzim Emenu. If the food is edible, right, says here in the Mishnah, this Mestunius is also edible. And the chaymis that comes out of it is also edible. So in such a case, when you mean to ask the mistunyos, you also mean to ask the chaymis that comes out of it. That's what the view that holds. But a polo galei, he still argues on the Shimon Eloza, v'shein da'akot lechol, in the case where the mother, the fruit, is not a derech to eat it, but v'derech hayotzu menel lechol, a derech is teeth what comes out of it. To have you, the ben b'seiru lo shani lei, o misa sanami b'tabayu. To have you, the ben doesn't make a difference, it says in both cases, both are also. The Shem and Allah said, no, Shani Lei. Le Mitzvah Ella B'yetzim Emenu. It's only Yosef what comes out of it. Now, V'rabonim Basroi D'mastisin, the last Chachomim in our Mishnah, Hainu Rav Shem and Allah said, that's Rav Shem and Allah said. V'shayusu today koi, I ain't Dako Lecho D'shori Hugufa. That's what the last Chachom Arag you want. Because according to Rav Yudah Ben Misairi, he holds, even in a case where the mother is not edible, still, since what comes out is also, you still mean to ask them both. It could be that's Shadim Astunius. In the case, let's say these grapes are unripe and not edible. So you're only making this and that and not eat these grapes. If you do the Bemisari, he's the only one to say that it's also to eat these grapes and what comes out of it. Even though the mother, the grapes are not edible, so what? Still you mean to ask them both. That's what the Yudu Bemisari went so far. Now, Choma Matira means only so far. The Chomim in the Mishnah is Rav Shimon ben Elazar that says in such a case where the mother, these unripe grapes are not edible, then all you meant to ask is what comes out. Only the Chomitz, what comes out of it is also. But the grape that's unedible, since it's not edible, you did not mean it in your Kavanah. So yes, kids, there are three different shittas here. So it's good why there's a Tanakama, there's Rav Yudah ben Misairi, which is Rav Shimon ben Elazar's Svara, and then there's the Chomim at there's a view of the Messiah that says even more than Shimon ben Elazar, and then there's the Chom Matirim they hold like a Shimon ben Elazar. So kids, there are three different stories here. A Tanakhama says, what you say, that's it. You said Tamarim, that's the only thing that's also. Even though the Dvash is Oymed Lachila, you didn't say it, it's Mutter. That's a Tanakhama's Chiddush. Yudu ben Messiah argues and says, no, whenever you say the mother, you also mean the Kluga comes out of it. Whether it's edible or whether it's not. The Chum say it depends, no. If it's not edible, the mother's not edible, then you did not mean to ask the mother the fruit. You only meant to ask what comes out of it. Alright, turn over. Mishnah says like this. Ha-noidim in a yain. Someone makes this a neder, he can't drink wine. Halacha is mutter b'yain tapuchim. You're allowed to drink apple juice. That's not called wine. Ran says, Chivon Shiesh Lo Shem Lavoy, the Mikri Yain Stam, it's not called Stam wine. Like Yain, it comes out of Tapuchim, it's called Yain Tapuchim, it's not called wine. Min HaShemin, someone makes this and that we won't drink, we won't have oil, is Mutter B'Shemin Shumshemin. He's allowed to have an oil from oil that comes out of the sesame seeds, because that's not called Stam Shemin. Why says Stam Shemin means from olive oil? Min HaDvash, someone makes this a neder, he can't have enjoyment from honey. Mutter b'dvash tomorrow. He'll have enjoyment from dvash tomorrow, but that's not called stam honey. Sam honey is called Dvash from Dvarim, from bees. Mashenke and Dvash Tamorim has its own name on it, so he didn't mean to include it. Min ha-chaymet, someone makes this nether not to have a German from vinegar. Muta b'chaymet stunius. You're allowed to have a German from the chaymet that comes from the stunius, from these unripe grapes. Again, since it has its own name on it, it's not called Stam chaymet, Stam vinegar. It was not included in your nether. What about min ha-krishin? Somebody says, I won't have enjoyment from leek, from krishin, is muta b'kaflutais. Vice is another type of a vegetable. It's not the same thing as krishin. It's not like leek. Therefore, it's mutter. Min ha-yerik. Someone makes this and that this time, he won't have enjoyment from yerik, from vegetables. So the halacha is mutter b'yerokos ha-sodah. You're allowed to eat vegetables that grow wild in the field. Stam vegetables means what grow in your backyard, in your garden, that you take care of. Mashenkin, wild vegetables, shushem levoi, it has a nickname to it. It's called yerokos ha-sodah. So when you make an nis and neder not to eat vegetables, you mean like vegetables that are cultivated, that you grow in your garden, not vegetables that are grown wild out on the field. So to Gemara, Tanya would learn like this. Ha-noida min ha-shemen beretz Yisrael. If somebody's in Eretz Yisrael and he makes a nis and neder, he won't have enjoyment from oil. Halacha is muta b'shemen shumshemen. He's allowed to have enjoyment from oil that comes out of sesame, because they didn't make oil from that in Eretz Yisrael. But for Yosef b'shemen zayis, he's not allowed to have shemen zayis, oil of olive oil, because that was a derech to make an Eretz Yisrael. Uva bubble, let's say somebody made the same type of a nether in bubble, then just the opposite. Also b'shemen shumshemen, vaitos kosim bubble, they used to make the oil from shumshemen. Umuta b'shemen zayis, but he's allowed to have enjoyment from olive oil, because in bubble they didn't have olives, they didn't make olive oil. What about mokom? Shemistavkin mizel mizel. Let's say you have a place that uses both types of oil. In your place where you live, they use shumshemin oil and they use shemin zayis. And you stam say, you're making an issa neder. You can't have enjoyment from shemin. The locher is also bazel bazel. You're also with both types of oil. Since you said oil stam, and in your city they use olive oil and shumshemin oil, both are included. For the Gemara Pshita, Havada, why not? You said Shem and Stam. Since you said Shem and Stam, Havada means to include both. If in your city they use both. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha the Chiddush is like this. We're talking about even in the case, Deruba Minchad Mistafkin. That most of the people in the city only use olive oil. There's a miyat, a few people, they also use Shem and Shumshemin. And now you made an Issa Neder Stam, you can't have enjoyment from Shemin. So such is in that place it's a chiddush. Because mahu the time I would have thought to say, Eizo basaruba. Let's go after the majority of the people. And since the majority of the people only use olive oil, so when you said shem and stam, you only meant olive oil. You did not mean oil from shumshemin. Kamash malano, sofik yisur lechumra. Since it's a sofik here, maybe he meant to include what the miyat or the few people use. So since there's a suffix, maybe you're also meant to include it in this neder, the klal is suffix nedarim, you have to go to chumra. It's like a suffix yisidi raisa. So therefore, that's the chiddush over here. That even though it's a doubt, because most people only use shemen zayis. So maybe when he said he can't have enjoyment from shemen, he only meant to ask the shemen zayis. But maybe he did not mean to include shumshemin, shemen shumshemin. Kamash milano, since there are some people that use it, lechumra we have to be machner. What about ha-noida min ha-yerek b'shah shnei shavua? If somebody not joined Shemitah, the first 6 years in Eretz Yisrael, you're making this and neder, you won't have enjoyment from vegetables. So what type of a vegetable do you mean? Is also v'yirokas hagina. It's also to eat the vegetables that are cultivated, that grows in your garden. But umuta v'yirokas asada. People don't talk about wild vegetables that grow out in the fields. That's not in your mind. A stam vegetable means what's grown in your garden and gardens. So therefore, the rest of the years, not during Shemitah, you do not mean to include Yerokos HaSodah. Mashenken over Shviyas, let's say you make Yis and Neder on Shemitah on the seventh year, but on the seventh year you're not allowed to plant. So Lamaisa, in your Gina, in your garden, you don't have any vegetables. Like in your vegetable, in your garden only grows what you plant, and Shemitah you're not allowed to plant. So in your garden, you don't have any vegetables. where the vegetables grow on Shemitah, outside wild in the fields. Like what grows wild, they don't need you to plant, they grow wild. So then the svar, if you made an ith and neder on Shemitah, which vegetables do you mean to include? Is awesome, Yirakas Asada. Then for sure we say the person meant to make it also the wild vegetables, because that's the only vegetables you have during Shemitah. Umutab Yirakas Agina, because usually there's no Yirakas growing in your Gina on Shemitah. Since you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah, in your garden you don't have any vegetables, so you do not mean it. Omar Rabbi Yavua Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel.